Michael Stack.
Weather brought to you by Total Air Solutions. 24-hour heating and air conditioning you can count on. Call 877-TOTAL-AIR or go to TotalAir.com.
WCCF News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the slippery slope of lipids and other medical conditions, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show, and we invite your participation with comments or questions along the way. I'll give the phone numbers out now and again periodically. 941 area code 206-1580 or toll free 888-441-1580. You're invited to join us at any point here on News Radio 1580 WCCF. Our host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana, is out for the day, but she always sends a very suitable replacement when she has to be away from the microphone. In today is her office manager, Jennifer. Hi, and good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Good morning to everyone listening. I hope everyone had a happy and safe new year.
Yeah, probably put on a pound or two, which is something we would, I'm sure, be talking about with Dr. Triana at this point.
But at least we have the whole year to work on losing those.
It's sort of expected during the holidays, though, isn't it?
Yes, so. And we actually remind our patients that it's okay to enjoy the holidays. Mm-hmm. Just don't, you know, make that a year long.
Right. Just get right back on the horse.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Give yourself a little holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this morning we're going to be talking about falling in the elderly population.
Okay.
It's something that we don't think of often. You know, when you come into the office, it's not, what are you here for today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm concerned at falling at home and getting injured. You know, it's more, what can we do to prevent heart attack, stroke, diabetes, that
sure.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it is serious.
Okay.
1.6 million older adults are going to go to the emergency department each year for fall-related injuries. So we want to help keep you out of the emergency room in 2013 because you did take a spill.
Yeah. I hear all kinds of things about falls in the elderly population, statistics, and of course, every other commercial on TV is for some kind of a product that's either supposed to
right.
prevent it or help you if you do have a fall. So hopefully we're going to cover a lot of that
yes.
territory today.
What's best for everyone and mm-hmm. how to keep you safe at all times.
Isn't the most important consideration usually, though, maintaining independence for a lot of seniors? There's some, I'm sure, some hesitancy to talk to the doctor about slip
right.
and fall issues
right.
because you're afraid that means you're going to lose some independence.
And we don't want to take your independence away. We want to ensure that you continue to live independently.
Mm-hmm.
So by all means, don't be afraid to say, you know, the other day I had a little accident.
Okay.
And we'll get to that too this morning.
Okay, good.
So more than 1 in 3 people age 65 or older are going to fall each year.
Mm-hmm.
Your risk of falling increases as you get older, but falls don't just happen. They don't just happen because you are older.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll work through the program to figure out when some of the reasons are and then how to fix them and what we can do for you.
Okay.
Falls are the number one cause of fracture, hospital admissions, and trauma, also loss of independence, and even injury deaths per year.
That's remarkable to me that so many people lose their lives
because
from something that
falls.
Earlier in life isn't such a big deal, but boy, later in life, it really is.
Near and dear to my heart, my grandma had called me once or twice to say, can you come over? Grandpa has fallen in the front yard and he's laying in an ant pile and he can't get up.
Okay.
He actually, in the middle of the night, got up to go to the restroom, fell, hit his head on the dresser. He never recovered from that. Never came home from the hospital because of a fall.
Oh, that's awful.
So anything to prevent that from happening to another loved one? We are here to do that.
So these just aren't scare tactics used by some of the product manufacturers that advertise. This really happened in your family. And
this
I'm sure
happens.
Many others would say it happened in my family, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 1 in 4 people who get a fracture from falling will remain in a nursing home for a year.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 5 hip fracture patients will die within the first year of injury. White women sustain 3/4 of all of the hip injuries. So just something to think, keep in the back of your mind. Statistics just shows that if you're a white woman, you're more likely to have one of these injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Most often the hip injury is the most serious and most common type of injury you're going to get from a fall. They are the leading, these hip fractures are the leading cause of injury and loss of independence among the older population. You're looking at surgery to fix the fracture, the hospital stay to recover from the surgery, which is going to be about 2 weeks. And then most likely you're going to go to some rehab facility to get the physical therapy before you're even let go home to continue ongoing physical therapy.
There is a lot that goes into this recovery process, a lot more than I think almost anybody realizes until they're actually there.
They're themselves recovering from the fracture, or not even the fracture, the head trauma, you know, a concussion from falling, abrasions on your arm from falling because you hit the door jamb on the way down. You know, it could be something minor, but then that abrasion could get affected, and then you find yourself going for wound care. So we tend to think of the worst, but there are those little things also that can happen that take away your independence.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because my mind immediately leaps to a fall equates to a hip injury. Maybe, and maybe even in the majority of cases, but there's so many other things that can go wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
So tell your doctor if you have fallen so that we can help reduce your risk factors. Some common risk factors for why you might have fallen: muscle weakness, a problem with your balance or gait, which is difficulty walking. Your blood pressure drops too quickly when you stand up. Our reflexes slow as we get older. We have vision changes, sensory problems. Like if you have diabetes and you have the numbness in your feet from the disease, that would obviously make you feel a little unsteady when you were getting up. Foot pain. And then also side effects from medication that cause dizziness or sleepiness.
There's a lot going against you.
Most of the time, the dizziness is most likely going to be related to your blood pressure medication or the nitro that people take when they're having chest pain. Make sure you're sitting down when you use the nitro products.
Okay. All right.
And most falls do happen at home. Actually, 6 out of 10 falls happen while you're in your own home surroundings.
This is where you would think you would be the most safe and the most comfortable, and nothing can happen to me in my own home, and yet it's the most dangerous.
And it happens at home because you do feel comfortable. The phone is ringing, so I'm just going to get up and grab it real fast.
Okay.
And then you're thinking of the phone, watching your soap opera, and you trip on the rug.
I see.
You know, just simple things.
Or you should be getting up more slowly from a seated position, but the phone rings and you bolt for it like you've always done your whole life. You got to start thinking about these things.
And one way to prevent that is to have a portable phone just right there on the coffee table, so you don't even have to put yourself at risk.
Yeah, we just got through the holiday season. I'd say make it a gift for somebody in your family.
Yeah.
But that's a good
idea. It's
not
too late. It's
birthdays,
a cheap gift.
Valentine's, whatever. You know, we do have a caller. Let's just real quick see if we can answer a question. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I enjoy your show. This is Jimmy D.
Yes.
My wife is 64 years old. Let me ask you a question. She had a hip problem. She's developing one, and it's from osteoarthritis. You know, she had a hysterectomy years ago and lost everything. I know that's what it's caused from, but in any case, she was on medication for a while, but that didn't seem to help. But now she's going to my physician, and he's very good, and he gave her a shot of cortisone. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I'm not here to give opinions. That would be a question for Dr. Triana. But if it's osteoarthritis, which is like the wear and tear of the joint from overusage, and that makes her feel...
Well, she's got bursitis. She had x-rays done.
Which is inflammation.
So,
yes, then that's going to reduce her pain. She's going to feel more comfortable getting up, walking around.
Ultimately, She was walking around. She was walking around the next day like nothing happened.
Right.
So, obviously, you've never seen this patient. You can't speak specifically about her. But in general, for this kind of disorder, that has some helpful benefits.
Right. That's going to decrease her pain, probably make her mobility better, making her balance better, making her gait better. So then she's going to be able to get up from the couch to the walking position. Ultimately,
she has a slight back problem, and her the physician told her that the bursitis can all the way. It goes up to right. And then he pinpointed the pain and touched it right there, and she jumped through the roof. Can travel up her back, supposedly.
Well, good. I'm glad she got help. Osteoarthritis is a little different than osteoporosis, which is thinning of the bone, which makes you, when you fall, more likely to get the fracture.
Right.
So
right.
Hers was easy.
Everything is with no fractures or anything yet, so it's just a bursitis, that's all.
Okay.
Well,
it sounds like she did the right thing by getting some help for it. And
exactly.
We thank you for your call, sir, very much. And that is something that I think you're going to hear repeated during the course of this program. You've got to ask for help.
Yes. Don't be afraid to ask for something silly. I tripped and fell yesterday at home while I was trying to, get to the kitchen. Then we're going to sit down with you and we're going to analyze your home setting. We're going to say, do you have loose rugs, you know, like in front of your stove or whatever? Do you have a lot of clutter? I know my grandparents like to keep everything, you know, one of those things. How much stuff can we get in our living room?
Oh, my.
Maybe we can help rearrange your furniture so that you have a bigger walking path.
Right, right.
Remember, we're not as young as we used to be, so carrying heavy objects around is going to make your balance worse than if you were just carrying something light. So ask for help if you're trying to move your furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just think I'm going to do it real quick because everyone's too busy to help me. Lack of stair railing, lack of grab bars in the bathroom. Don't be afraid to ask your son-in-law, you know, to install the rails next to your toilet so that you can get up, or on the outside of your shower so that when you get out and the floor is wet, you have, at least have something to brace yourself.
No, we son-in-laws are very good for that, by the way, because I get called on all the time for this kind of thing. But I don't mind a bit. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to help your loved ones instead of getting the phone call to say, I'm on the floor.
Exactly.
I can't get up.
Exactly.
Poor lighting is a main reason that we fall at home. And like we talked about, trying to get the phone. I know one of my grandmas was out on the porch. The phone was ringing. She quickly ran in to try and grab it, tripped on the threshold into the house and fractured her hip. She actually had to have a pin put in her hip. She recovered at home and was not one of the badly fractured patients, but something simple like that. Was trying to get to the phone before the answering machine picked up. My younger brother was actually there and had to call my mom and dad to say, help, grandma's on the floor.
Sure.
She can't get up. So in that case, she was lucky that my brother was there to get help, or she wouldn't have been able to get up and call for help herself.
And there's something I think that we take sort of for granted in our younger years. If you go back to when you were a kid, and none of us are kids anymore, I realize that. But, you know, we got knocked down. We fall down. We threw ourselves down on the floor and we popped right back up without a single problem in the world. But when we get older, we don't have that ability anymore. And so the horror stories you hear and see of a senior citizen lying on the floor for hours or even days, that's real.
That is real. That's happened more than once in our practice. Somebody, you know, a neighbor has gone to check on an elderly person and the patient had been on the floor for 2 and 3 days.
Wow.
That's
got to be so frightening.
But thankful to think that a neighbor took the time to check on you also, you know, is touching. Because we get so busy.
Elderly neighbors, I can't stress to you how important it is to do wellness checks on them periodically.
Yes. Even if it seems like a bothersome and you're in a hurry, you're trying to get to the grocery store, just knock on the door and, you know,
just
or call
wave.
Them. Just simply pick up the phone and say, just checking on you today. And if they don't answer, and they usually do, then maybe we should investigate. Or, you know, have emergency contacts for your neighbor so you can call their son or their daughter, even if they live in Ohio, and say, hey, what's going on?
Get somebody involved, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen so-and-so out lately. Okay, so what can we do if we do fall to make ourselves a little bit less likely to get a hip fracture? Number one, be physically active. It's going to help strengthen your muscles, increase your flexibility and your endurance. Your balance is also going to get better because of this activity, therefore decreasing the chance of a fall.
Okay, so you're talking now about if the fall is unavoidable, what's the best way to come through it as unscathed as possible?
As possible.
So staying as physically fit as possible is a big component.
And that can be achieved by mild weight-bearing exercise. Simple things like walking or climbing stairs to build up your endurance and your flexibility and your muscle strength.
Okay. All right.
Having strong bones is going to prevent the fracture if you do have to fall.
Strong bones.
Strong bones. Mm-hmm. So how do we maintain our bone health?
There's what I was going to ask next.
Having good bones isn't going to stop you from falling, but it's going to stop the fracture from happening most likely when you do fall. We want to make sure we get enough calcium because when we turn 30 years old, sometime around the age of 30, our bone mass stops increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Bone is living tissue. Therefore, throughout our lives, it's breaking down old bone, replacing it with new bone. As we get older, this process slows down. So we're losing bone without the ability to make new, stronger bone.
Okay.
That's osteoporosis.
All right.
So getting enough calcium helps all of that process. Women 50 and older, we should be taking about 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day, whether that's in your diet or supplement.
I was just going to ask, is a supplement as good as
yes.
the diet? All right.
Men are affected by osteoporosis too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a silent disease for both men and women, and it's always in the public media as a woman, you know, on the osteoporosis commercial, but it does happen to men also. Men do get hip fractures, you know, arm fracture, ankle fracture from falling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to happen to them too. So everyone just needs to be aware of our calcium intake. Men don't need as much calcium as women, only about 1,000 milligrams a day.
But that, again, is something you might want to consider looking at your diet and figuring out what you are consuming. In my case, to be very honest with you, I am not a huge fan of milk.
Dairy. And it doesn't need to be milk.
Mm-hmm.
It can be cheese, mm-hmm. orange juice, cereals, dark green leafy vegetables.
That's what I was going to say is I kind of find other ways around it. But now I'm wondering about if I get enough.
Yes.
Gotta
check that goes back to food labels,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
It's all a big circle.
It certainly is. And I'll take that opportunity to remind everybody that in previous shows, many of these subjects have been covered. For example, reading food labels. And all you have to do to go hear one of the archive programs is go to TrianaPreventionCenter.com, T-R-I-A-N-A, PreventionCenter.com. And you can go back and listen to all the shows from the beginning of, well,
yep,
time.
There's 50 of them on there, actually.
There you go.
So, and they're all labeled by the topic.
Yes.
So they're easy to find.
You'll see food labels there, amongst other things.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So men, pay attention to the calcium intake, too.
Awesome.
All right, what's next?
We also need vitamin D because that's going to help us absorb the calcium. Mm. Be careful, though. We can take too much vitamin D. But just know that we need to be getting it. We do get vitamin D from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It helps our body create the vitamin D. But a lot of older people don't get enough vitamin D from this source because they don't go outside simply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might go out to go to the doctor or to the grocery store, but you're mm-hmm. not going to be spending the adequate amount of time in the sun to get the vitamin D.
Now, the sun is one of those things that we also caution everybody about. You must protect your skin from the sun. Are we able to get vitamin D from the sun, even though we're doing the right things as far as hats
sunscreen.
And
yes.
sunscreen and that kind of
yes,
thing?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good.
Yes. But we need vitamin D when you're looking at it in the store
mm-hmm.
is an international unit. It's mm-hmm. not a milligram. We
right.
need 600 international units a day. For the most part, again, ask your physician. There is blood work that we do to check to see if you're vitamin D deficient, and then we would give you a recommended dose if that was the case.
All right.
But just know we need to be taking vitamin D and calcium, and a lot of supplements have the two of them combined now.
Mm, that's convenient.
So it makes it easy. One pill
mm-hmm.
will help protect you from a fracture.
All right.
Other ways to maintain bone health. Get your bone density test. We get this every 2 years, women over 65, and then men over 70. We should be getting a bone density every 2 years. It's simply, it's like an x-ray
mm-hmm.
of the hip and your spine to see if you do have the bone loss because of osteoporosis.
So it's not invasive. Nobody's going to stick me with a needle or anything like that. Okay.
Quick. Painless exam.
Bone density test.
Bone density or a DEXA, you know, the words are interchangeable, but so women over 65 mm-hmm. and men over 70, we should be getting them.
Hopefully your physician brings this up to you, but if not, please feel free to bring it up to him or her.
Yes. Especially men. You know, you get busy talking about other things when you go to the doctor, and osteoporosis isn't always the top of your question.
Right.
Topics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then if your bone density is abnormal, if we do see that you have osteoporosis or even osteopenia, which is the beginning of osteoporosis,
okay.
Well, then Dr. Triana or your physician will then discuss with you your medication options to help decrease further bone loss.
Okay.
So there are things we can help even if you do become diagnosed with osteoporosis. There's still help.
Okay, so there's something you can do after the diagnosis. It isn't an end game there.
Right, it's not just you better hope you don't fall. No,
right.
You can help, and we can help
strengthen your bones or at least maintain what you have.
Yes.
All right.
Quitting smoking and limiting your alcohol are going to be two things that are also going to help maintain healthy bone health.
We hear so many things about smoking, and I don't think we need to preach about that, but this is the first time I have ever heard anybody say it affects your bones.
Because of the absorption.
Mm-hmm. I can see it now, but that's just something else to tuck away for those who are trying to put down the pack.
Yeah. And we want 2013 to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can prevent a hip fracture and we can help you quit smoking, don't hesitate to call the Triana Prevention Center.
Win-win.
We can help you all the way around.
All right.
And we can teach you about food labels, too.
There you go.
So all those commercials you talked about earlier, Todd, and mm-hmm. the commercial about all the devices we can buy mm-hmm. to keep us safe. There are canes to help us with mobility. But make sure your cane fits you well. Don't just get a cane from your neighbor and mm-hmm. use that to help get around the house, because that might be hurting you more than helping you. If the cane is too long or uncomfortable, you know, does it have a bend in the elbow?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you talk to your physician, who will most likely set you up with physical therapy mm-hmm. to get you fitted for the right type of cane, the right size for you.
Sounds so involved, but remember, this is all to achieve what I assume is going to be most folks' goals towards the latter years of their life, to be as independent as long as possible.
As long as possible. Yes, because we want more good years. Mm-hmm. And if that means staying out of a rehab facility for a year because you're recovering from a hip fracture, well, then we can take simple steps, easy, attainable goals to keep you from falling.
And that is a realistic figure. By the way, you could spend a year recovering from this problem.
And remember, 1 in 5 people who get a hip fracture over the age of 65 are not going to live past that year.
It's such an intense statistic to think about. Your hip, but it could take your life.
Yes. So we can get a walker, and there's a million different walkers, ones with wheels, mm-hmm. one without wheels, some with two wheels. Mm-hmm. Again, this is going to be the one that's best suited for you personally, that's going to help you get around the house, get from the car to the grocery store without tripping over the little parking stoppers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything to keep you up on your feet.
You need a medical supply professional to help you figure out and fit the right device.
Most people need an order to get it covered by your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So then you would go to like the medical department store or mm-hmm. wherever, and somebody there is going to help you get the right one.
Okay.
So just be cautious if somebody, your neighbor has one and they want to give it to you. Well, then bring it to somebody
mm-hmm.
to have them look at it to make sure it's the right fit for you.
Just don't borrow Aunt Jenny's without having it checked out first.
And something silly that we don't really think of is our shoes.
Okay, that's a good point.
You know, high heel shoes, because I've always worn them. I'm going to wear them. It's just part of my daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we need to be wearing low-heeled shoes with the non-skid soles. We want our shoes to fit snugly,
mm-hmm.
and make sure your laces are tied.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't bend over to tie your shoes, maybe we need to look at Velcro shoes.
Oh, that's a good point. Sure.
You know, something simple. Everywhere has Velcro shoes.
Nowadays.
I would think. I know Walmart has them.
Sure.
I know my grandpa always had his Velcro shoes.
Mm-hmm. They get to be a real pleasure after a while.
Easy.
It's a fashion statement even. And also slippery soles, slippery surfaces, that's something you're going to want to take a look at. Even in your younger years, my wife insists upon wearing flip-flops and sandals almost everywhere she goes, and we can't walk through a parking lot in the rain without her almost taking a tumble.
Right.
You got to pay attention to these things.
Yeah, or if you're then aware... The flip-flops, just like you said, pay attention to your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be looking up and down at the same time.
Yeah.
So what happens if we do fall? What's a safe way to get up?
Good
so that
question.
You don't cause more harm.
Okay. We've fallen. Let's figure out what to do next.
Okay. So we want to remain on the floor or the ground for a few minutes. Take a few minutes to catch your breath. You know, get over the shock of falling. Don't get down there and get scared. You know, just relax for a few minutes. Take a breath.
You're not going to fall any further, so.
And look around, you know, get a feel for your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Decide if you're hurt before getting up. Don't say, man, my hip is killing me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get up.
Okay.
Think about the damage that just happened, you know. So decide if you're hurt before getting up. Make sure you're not bleeding.
Right.
You know, before you get up.
If you do have hip pain or something like that, and you try to force yourself to get up, can that actually make
things
worse?
You're going to cause more injury.
Okay. All right.
If you think you can get up without help, roll over onto your side and then try getting up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Statistics have proven that, you know, kind of rolling over on your side is going to help you get up easier than just getting up from your flat back.
Okay.
Rest again so that once you're in a sitting position so that your blood pressure has time to level so that you don't get up and you're dizzy again and then fall back into your to where you just got up from. Get up on your hands and knees and crawl to a sturdy chair or something that you can help brace yourself to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands on the chair and then slide 1 foot forward so that it is flat on the floor. Keep the other leg bent so that the knee is on the floor. This is all just bracing yourself so that you don't topple back over.
Right.
It seems silly and juvenile, but simple, slow moves. Make sure your footing is good before you try getting up to the standing position.
Right.
And then once you get up, you know, maybe you need to consider calling 911 if you don't feel just right, if you're home alone.
Mm-hmm.
Or call your doctor and say, I just fell in the bathroom. What should I be looking for?
Or call a loved one and say, I really think I'm fine, but I wanted to let somebody know.
Yeah, so that they can keep an eye on you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you didn't get a concussion if you hit your head.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if your abrasions, are they clean and bandaged up properly?
This all seems so simplistic, yet when you're in the middle of this happening, I know the feeling, the temptation is, I got to get right back up.
Right.
And that's not necessarily the right thing to do.
Take a few minutes.
Take it slow and easy.
Catch your breath. Look around. Look to see what you can get over to help pull yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And then those devices that you wear around your neck.
Yes.
It is something that we might need to consider. You usually do have to pay a fee to have that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're down and you can't get up and there's nobody home, it might be nice to be able to push that button around your help that calls for help.
Yeah. Is that something that people can talk to Dr. Triana about and she can point you in the right direction?
Yes. We do have a couple companies that do offer the assistance.
Okay.
So we're here to help.
Some very valuable information on today's program. And if you want to follow up, just give a call to Jen and any of the gals at the office are really nice people.
Yep.
Dr. Triana is a nice person to talk to, too. What's your phone number at the office?
It's 625-1990.
625-1990. You can also visit them on the internet at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. You can also go to our website, WCCFAM.com. You can click on Ask Dr. Triana. Give her a quick email. Let her know what you want to hear on a future program.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for subbing today and coming in. We appreciate
Thanks
that.
Thanks for helping.
Have yourself a good weekend.
Thanks. You too.